Unidad 20. Escucha esta conversación en inglés.
Hello, good morning. Is this James Lincoln Associates?
Good morning, yes, James Lincoln Associates. Martha Phillips speaking. How can I help you?
I'm calling in reply to your ad for a part-time accountant position. Could you give me further details?
Of course, I'd be pleased to. We're looking for someone for our accounting department between 9 and 2 daily, Monday through Friday.
Then it's 5 hours a day, 25 hours a week. Could I ask you what hourly rate you're offering?
$15 an hour. Would you like to set up a time to come in and talk about it?
Thank you, yes. When would it be convenient for you to see me?
Tomorrow at 10?
That would be fine. Can you tell me your exact location?
Yes, it's 226 Sunset Boulevard, the Concord Building. We're on the second floor. Come to suite 212. And your name?
Mario Blanco. Thank you. 10 o'clock tomorrow then. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Durante los próximos minutos, usted aprenderá a participar y a comprender la conversación que acaba de oír. Imagínese, está usted buscando un trabajo de medio tiempo cuando se ve un anuncio en el periódico colocado por la empresa llamada James Lincoln Associates. Están buscando un contador de medio tiempo, instruyendo a quienes tengan interés para que llamen y hablen con Martha Phillips. Usted llama para obtener más detalles respecto a esta posición. Esta es la clase de conversación que usted podría tener. Escuche cuidadosamente y repita cuando sea indicado, prestándole atención en particular a su pronunciación. Su nombre es Mario Blanco. Hagamos ahora la llamada.
James Lincoln Associates.
Pregunte si esa es la James Lincoln Associates.
Is this James Lincoln Associates?
Salude a la persona que responde al teléfono. Ahora escuche.
Hello, good morning.
Repita usted.
Hello, good morning.
Martha Phillips responde al teléfono. Pregúntele si esa empresa es James Lincoln Associates.
Is this James Lincoln Associates?
Good morning. Yes, James Lincoln Associates. Martha Phillips speaking. How can I help you? How can I help you?
Repita usted.
How can I help you?
Ahora, responda al teléfono tal como Martha Phillips. Comience diciendo, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, James Lincoln Associates. Yes, James Lincoln Associates. Martha Phillips speaking. How can I help you? Martha Phillips speaking.
¿Por qué está usted llamando? Escuche y repita.
Accounting position. Accounting position. Part-time accounting position. Part-time accounting position. I'm calling. I'm calling.
Diga usted.
I'm calling in reply to your ad for a part-time accounting position.
Pida usted más detalle.
Could you give me further details?
Diga.
Further details? Further details? Could you give me... Could you give me...
Pida usted más detalle.
Could you give me further details?
Of course. I'd be pleased to.
Marta Phillips tiene mucho gusto en darle a usted los detalles de la posición. ¿Qué es lo que ella dice? Escuche de nuevo.
Of course. I'd be pleased to.
Repita usted.
Of course, I'd be pleased to. We're looking for someone for our accounting department. Accounting department.
Repita usted.
Accounting department. We're looking for someone. For someone. We're looking for someone. For someone. We're looking for someone.
Continúe.
For our accounting department.
¿Qué dice Marta Phillips para describir el trabajo para el cual están buscando a alguien? Comience con las palabras, we're looking for someone for.
We're looking for someone for our accounting department.
Ahora le menciona a ella las horas de trabajo. Escuche.
Between 9 and 2 daily, Monday through Friday.
¿Entendió usted bien eso? ¿Cuáles son las horas y los días de trabajo?
Between 9 and 2 daily, Monday through Friday.
¿Cuál es, de nuevo, el horario de trabajo?
Between 9 and 2 daily, Monday through Friday.
¿Ya tiene usted una mejor idea de las condiciones del empleo?
Then it's 5 hours a day, 25 hours a week.
Repita.
25 hours a week. 25 hours a week. Then it's 5 hours a day. Then it's 5 hours a day.
Ahora, confirme usted de la misma manera el número de horas de trabajo.
Then it's 5 hours a day, 25 hours a week.
También le gustaría a usted saber cuánto es el salario por hora.
Could I ask you what hourly rate you're offering?
Escuche de nuevo y repita.
You're offering? You're offering? What hourly rate you're offering? What hourly rate you're offering? Could I ask you? Could I ask you? Could I ask you what hourly rate you're offering? Could I ask you what hourly rate you're offering?
$15 an hour.
¿Cuánto?
$15 an hour.
Marta Phillips procede a proponerle a usted venir a entrevistarse con ella para conversar sobre la posición. Escuche lo que ella dice.
Would you like to set up a time?
Repita usted.
Would you like to set up a time? A time to come in? A time to come in? A time to come in and talk about it? A time to come in and talk about it?
¿Qué es lo que ella le propone? Comience con would you?
Would you like to set up a time to come in and talk about it?
Thank you, yes.
Acéptele usted de la misma manera.
Thank you, yes.
Usted le pregunta cuándo sería conveniente. Escuche.
When would be convenient for you to see me?
Diga usted.
Convenient. Convenient. Convenient for you to see me. Convenient for you to see me. When would be convenient for you to see me? When would be convenient for you to see me?
Tomorrow at 10?
¿Para cuándo propone ella tener la entrevista?
Tomorrow at 10?
Ahora, proponga usted una cita para mañana a las 10, empleando el mismo tono de voz que Marta Phillips emplea para expresar la propuesta que ella hace. Escuche atentamente y repita.
Tomorrow at 10? Tomorrow at 10?
Usted acepta la cita que ella propone.
That would be fine.
Repita usted.
That would be fine.
Usted necesita ahora saber la dirección exacta de James Lincoln Associates. Escuche cómo pedirla.
Can you tell me your exact location?
Repita.
Your exact location? Your exact location? Can you tell me? Can you tell me? Can you tell me your exact location? Can you tell me your exact location?
Ahora, dígale usted a Marta Phillips que a las 10 está muy bien y luego pregúntele a dónde debe usted ir, preguntándolo esto de la misma manera que acaba usted de practicar.
That would be fine. Can you tell me your exact location?
Ella le dice a usted la dirección con toda claridad y precisión. Escuche atentamente.
Yes, it's 226 Sunset Boulevard, the Concord Building. We're on the second floor. Come to suite 212.
Practiquemos ahora y digamos las cuatro partes en que ella le dio a usted esa información. Escuche y repita.
Come to suite 212. Come to suite 212. We're on the second floor. We're on the second floor. The Concord Building. The Concord Building. It's 226 Sunset Boulevard. It's 226 Sunset Boulevard.
¿Puede usted repetir esa información de la misma manera que lo hizo Martha Phillips?
Yes, it's 226 Sunset Boulevard, the Concord Building. We're on the second floor. Come to suite 212.
Finalmente, Martha Phillips le pregunta su nombre.
And your name?
Repita usted de la misma manera.
And your name?
Dígale su nombre y dele las gracias a Martha Phillips y luego confirme que la cita es para mañana a las 10. Escuche de nuevo.
Mario Blanco. Thank you. 10 o'clock then.
Diga usted su nombre.
Mario Blanco.
Agradézcale a Martha Phillips.
Thank you.
Confirme la entrevista de las 10.
10 o'clock tomorrow, then.
Ya la cita ha sido arreglada, y con esta visita ha usted cumplido todo su objetivo. Ahora termine usted la visita en la forma acostumbrada.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Escuche la conversación que acaba usted de oír tan frecuentemente como quiera hasta que sienta que pueda usted ir y pedir información sobre una posición que ha visto anunciada. Cuando haya usted llegado a esta etapa de aprendizaje y de práctica, llame a James Lincoln Associates y pídale detalles a Martha Phillips sobre la posición de contador de medio tiempo que han anunciado. Pregúntele acerca de las horas de trabajo, del salario, del momento más conveniente para ir a verla y de la localización exacta de su oficina. Hágalo de la misma manera que acaba usted de aprender. Comience por confirmar que ha usted obtenido el teléfono correcto. James Lincoln Associates. Mucha suerte.
Hello, good morning. Is this James Lincoln Associates?
Good morning. Yes, James Lincoln Associates. Martha Phillips speaking. How can I help you?
I'm calling in reply to your ad for a part-time accounting position. Could you give me further details?
Of course, I'd be pleased to. We're looking for someone for our accounting department between 9 and 2 daily, Monday through Friday.
Then it's 5 hours a day, 25 hours a week? Could I ask you what hourly rate you're offering?
$15 an hour. Would you like to set up a time to come in and talk about it?
Thank you, yes. When would be convenient for you to see me?
Tomorrow at 10?
That would be fine. Can you tell me your exact location?
Yes. It's 226 Sunset Boulevard, the Concord Building. We're on the second floor. Come to suite 212. And your name?
Mario Blanco. Thank you. 10 o'clock tomorrow, then. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hello, good morning. Is this James Lincoln Associates?
Good morning, yes, James Lincoln Associates. Martha Phillips speaking. How can I help you?
I'm calling in reply to your ad for a part-time accountant position. Could you give me further details?
Of course, I'd be pleased to. We're looking for someone for our accounting department between 9 and 2 daily, Monday through Friday.
Then it's 5 hours a day, 25 hours a week. Could I ask you what hourly rate you're offering?
$15 an hour. Would you like to set up a time to come in and talk about it?
Thank you, yes. When would be convenient for you to see me?
Tomorrow at 10?
That would be fine. Can you tell me your exact location?
Yes. It's 226 Sunset Boulevard, the Concord Building. We're on the second floor. Come to suite 212. And your name?
Mario Blanco. Thank you. 10 o'clock tomorrow, then. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Este es el fin de esta unidad.